talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, November the 22nd, 2019. 11:22, 19, 12, 12 is the time, 12 minutes after the hour. And this is our last show, Charlie Evers and I, last show before Thanksgiving of this program.
That's right.
The Exchange Club.
That's right. Interesting.
So it's time for our big tradition, Charlie.
Oh, what is
it? We do this every... Well, this show, I was thinking today, now we've done shows together now for about 17 years, and this show has been on 10 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, 10 years. We've done this on television. We did this at MRN.
Yeah.
We've done it here. 10 years, 2009, and we do this every year, and this is something Charlie hates, but it's our Thanksgiving tradition here.
Eating a fruitcake?
No, you would love that.
Yeah. Oh,
I hate
yeah.
that. Oh, I hate a fruitcake.
Oh, the stores,
oh,
stores are full of them.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Already?
Especially Kroger.
Have they reinforced the tables?
Kroger doesn't have the Claxton, but they have another brand.
I heard it went out of business. Claxton is out of business.
But they're so good.
No, they're awful,
oh,
Charlie.
Man.
No. But that's Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, next week.
Oh, yeah.
Next week when we do this show, it will be everybody will be shopping. It'll be the busiest shopping day of the year, Black Friday.
Oh, no, Black Friday has already happened, according to television. Oh.
No.
Oh, you're using Black Friday to a terrible extent.
Yeah, but I was out with somebody the other day, and I went to Kohl's and I went to Meijer, and I asked them about Black Friday. And Kohl's apparently opens at 5 and starts their sales at 5 on Thanksgiving Day.
Really?
And Meijer's is not closing at all.
No kidding?
Right. But the sales start at 5.
Wow.
Which I'm guessing means Walmart's sales start at 5.
But you look at television and the paper today. Oh, Black Friday already. You know, they're working this thing to death.
But it's today's not Black Friday.
No.
Next Friday.
But according to them, it is. It's the early Black Friday.
Then we'll have Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah.
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 But, no, our Thanksgiving tradition, which we do today because it's the last Exchange Club before Thanksgiving, is I like to announce that Wednesday will be the busiest travel day of the year.
Oh, where are you going?
I know you don't like this. You got to think again. This is like wind chill and heat index for
That's
you.
That's right. How do they know how many people are going to be on there?
We do this every year.
Yeah,
this
right?
is 10 years we've done this.
Yep.
Well, here's what it is. The U.S. airlines are projecting that on Wednesday, 31.6 million passengers will board airplanes. That's a record for the U.S. airlines. And on Wednesday, the AAA is projecting that 90% of people will go 50 miles or more. That's the biggest travel holiday since the start of the recession, which happened back in 2008. That'll be 42.5 million people going more than 50 miles in cars on Wednesday.
Just think how much greater it is than the Depression of 1930s.
You don't believe my statistics. I just gave you a ton of statistics this year.
Yeah.
You always say who? 31.6 million people
the
on the
airlines,
year.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
They know
yeah.
because they've sold tickets.
Yeah.
What tickets does AAA sell?
Well, I don't want to doubt AAA, do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we have a AAA in town?
Yes, I was a member of AAA for 58 years.
Are they open?
I'm sure they are.
We could call them.
They wouldn't know any more than their boss.
Is their boss in?
The upper echelon.
Do you think they're giving these statistics that 90% of people will go 50 miles or more, making it the biggest travel holiday since
How on earth do they know?
Well, can't we call AAA and ask them?
It's all right with me.
All right. Okay, if anybody I don't have the AAA. We don't have a phone book anymore. Did you hear that conversation I was having this morning, Charlie?
Right, right.
Do you have a phone book with numbers in it?
No, but I know who does.
Who?
Robo.
Yeah, Robo.
You ever get calls?
Robo call.
I get calls all the time. Could you tell us where your pain is and do you want relief?
Is that what they say to you?
Oh, yeah.
No, they always call me about my electric bill, or they call me about we can give you savings on such and such or this and that. Or they always want a survey. We want a survey.
Oh, surveys, yes.
This is a bill, and we've got time for a survey. I don't know. But I do think that it probably will be the busiest travel. Why is it the busiest? Because people don't travel at Christmas?
People are going through the woods. Well, I guess they don't go through the woods anymore to Grandma's house. Grandma doesn't live in the woods. She lives in a high-priced suburb.
I'm being told right now via the internet.
Yeah.
Via the internet that somebody's mother works at Kohl's and has to work 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, Thanksgiving days. And then again, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday, because even though they don't open the door until 5, they have people coming in early to get ready.
I can imagine, yes. But I wonder if they pay overtime.
They'd have to on the Thanksgiving holiday. But can you imagine spending Thanksgiving at the Kohl's?
Oh, I can see. Well,
gives me shudders just thinking about it.
I can smell the merchandise.
Somebody out there, call the local AAA and say, how do you know that 42.5 million people will be on the road this coming holiday season?
But most people accept those figures and say, must be true.
Well, I accept them.
I don't. I question everything.
You question these, but why would the AAA lie?
To make them more important.
Well, it's not like AA. They might be a little confused.
Well, they might. Yeah, they might go. Yeah.
You got to watch it.
Yeah.
AAA should know their statistics, don't you think?
Well, how do you get this statistics?
From the AAA.
Well, what is their source?
I think they have people out there. Asking
at another AAA.
Well, don't you think they call people, probably survey or something?
No, they just call their boss. What do you think?
I was thinking 2020 will be Summer Olympics, a presidential election year, the start of a new decade, it's a leap year, and it's a census year.
Oh, and maybe maybe Nancy Pelosi will be president.
Well, I think that's going to happen probably early in the year.
It's crazy.
I think you got a thing against Nancy Pelosi. She's turned into your new Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
You bring her up every Friday.
Yeah.
What's wrong with her?
Everything. I mean, but anyhow, if they would eliminate Trump and Pence, would she become president?
Yes. She's the Speaker of the House. What is that? what is that about?
Oh, can you imagine her as president? Oh, my.
You might not have to imagine very long, much longer.
Well, I don't think that's going to take place. The Senate will never vote to impeach him.
Unless their polls start to go down.
Well.
If they think they can't get reelected, you bet they'll vote their.
I think
they'll vote that way.
I think they're realizing the fact that they may be in not good stance with the general public. I'm talking about the Republicans. If they would vote to impeach him, they'd probably lose all their elections coming up. That's my opinion.
But I see, that's what I think it'll all be based on. I don't really think it's based on what they've... See, this is the problem with Washington. It's not based on what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah,
it's based on can I get reelected?
That's right.
So it's nothing more than that.
And then there's Jim Jordan.
Yeah, he's our congressman.
And I was watching WOSU the other day, and some guy said, he is Ohio's, what do they call it, dummy.
Dummy? They called him a dummy?
Yeah. But there's something, even though he's a Republican, and, you know, would be working with the others, but he sounds like he's in left field somewhere.
Well, Well, he's a big Trump guy.
Yeah.
Big defender of Trump.
Yeah. But the way he talks, the way he tries to be so forceful, like he's grandstanding.
Well, he's certainly grandstanding.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people don't like about him.
Why is his face so pale? Have you ever noticed? When he's speaking, his face is whitish, and everybody else has color.
I don't know. Maybe it's a disease.
Could be.
I don't know. I've never looked that closely at Jim Jordan.
You would think he'd start to turn a blush from some of the things, the way he
See,
talks.
This whole thing, I haven't watched any of it. I can honestly say...
Oh, really?
No, I have not watched 1 minute.
You should have watched that lady yesterday. Her name was Fione something.
Yeah.
And she looked like she was out of a primitive painting, like Whistler's mother.
Here's the the problem is that we no longer have right and wrong. It's all based on who you like. If I like...
Well, looks
see,
that way.
I was telling somebody this the other day. If I like Trump, then everything he does is right, and nothing is wrong. If I like Pelosi, then everything she does is right,
What does she do anyhow?
She started the impeachment inquiry.
Think $32 million was spent on Mueller's report. $32 million!
But that wasn't her. She wasn't in office when that started.
But how much is she spending on this? More than that.
Well, but again...
She has to buy meals for all these
Right, but why
guys.
Why is it about Pelosi? Why is it about Jim Jordan? Why is it about any of these people? Shouldn't we just... Is what the president did illegal? That's it. And that should not... Do we like him? Do we hate him? You can like him. A lot of people like Nixon and thought what he did was illegal. Do you think that getting on the phone with the Ukrainian government and telling them we're going to withhold your money unless you investigate somebody who's running against me is illegal? That is illegal in this country.
What other actions? You know, we see only what's in front of our nose. Just think we've had how many presidents we've had, 40-some before now, and how many presidents have been involved in similar things?
A few, and a lot of the...
I'm sure.
President Reagan was put on trial for Iran-Contra.
What about this money that Obama sent back to...
You know what I don't... It's funny that all these people now who are complaining about the money and the investigations and the time... Boy, they sure didn't have a problem investigating Hillary for every burp and cough that she took in her life.
Well, they're not done yet with her.
No, still... And why? Why? Who cares? We don't like to investigate... Don't spend the tax dollars' money.
She said that she might run again.
And they're scared to death. This is the truth about Hillary.
They don't need to be.
No, this is the truth about Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Why do you think they investigate her so much? They are scared to death of her.
Like they are Trump.
Yeah, probably a little bit, because he won, sure.
Yeah.
But Hillary Clinton, the emails. Boy, that was a big treasure trove of information, wasn't it?
Yeah, what happened to all those
emails? Nothing.
Really?
No. And the Benghazi. Nothing ever came of that. Not one conviction, not one person went to jail, nothing. So all these people who were investigating her are now the ones who are saying, well, gee whiz, don't investigate Trump. But yet they were all after her constantly. That's what's wrong with Washington. It shouldn't be what party you're from. It should be, is it right or is it wrong?
Well, it'd be nice if it was that way, but partisanship enters the picture always.
Right, and that's what I can't take. If Hillary Clinton did something illegal, put her in jail. Do it. If President Trump did something illegal, he should suffer the same consequence. Why does it matter if we like the person or not?
But when you think of all the things that Trump got going, if you put him in jail, what would happen to all these things that he instituted? I don't know. You might say, well, name one.
Well, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, which ones are you worried about?
Yeah. Oh, our trade deals with other countries and
well, they're made. I mean, it's not like one person's running the government here.
Well, I don't know. They act like it.
The question is, though, is what he did illegal?
Well, that's what they've gone trying to decide for days and days and days.
If somebody does something illegal, should we just overlook it because we like them?
Sometimes, yes.
We should?
Yeah.
Okay, well, and I guess that's the answer.
And just think of all those meals the government has to pay for all these people questioning.
Now, Charlie, you were on the air during the Clinton administration. How much was he investigated? He was investigated about a dress. He was investigated about lying under oath.
I remember I was flying back from Haiti when this Lewinsky thing came about.
Right, and we investigated that to the nth degree.
Yeah, because it was sexy.
Well,
sex sells, you know.
Should we sex this thing up right now? And
well, I don't know. You look at Trump, and you don't see sex.
I don't know. What do you see?
Look at Pelosi, and for sure you don't.
You know, the women of this country are not going to like that.
Oh.
Gosh.
I don't know.
I was trying to talk about the travel statistics, and you every week.
How did we ever get, yeah.
Because you go after Nancy Pelosi every week. You got like a thing for Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. Well, I do.
What is that?
I don't know.
Does she look like a teacher you didn't like?
She's got too much power.
Scared of her, just like Hillary. Ah, there's the truth.
Now, I'm not scared of her.
Well, you just said, I said, why don't you like her? And you said she's got too much power.
I think one of these days her power is going to give out and she's going to say, oh, goodbye.
What were you saying about her the other day on one of your shows about at her age she's got to get sandblasted or something like that made up?
Hey, that might work.
What I don't understand is, you know, why can't you like Trump and think he's wrong? Where's that person? I want to meet somebody like that.
Well, that's a good question.
Why can't you say, yes, I like him, I voted for him, I think he's been a good president.
And I'll vote for him again.
No, but then say, but what he did was illegal. Why can't we do that?
I'm not saying what he did was illegal.
No, but is that based because you like him, or is that based because you really think what he did wasn't illegal?
Well, I don't know. We're spending millions of dollars to question people to see if it was legal or not.
And if it turns out not to be, do you think he should go?
He'll never get past the Senate.
Right, but that's what's wrong with the country. Well, why is it that
way? That's always the way it is.
No.
Do you know what happened back in the Zachary Taylors?
Look at what happened to Johnson. Look at what happened to Clinton.
Yeah.
Clinton was impeached.
How about Andrew Jackson?
Right. A lot of people have had but Andrew Johnson was impeached but not removed. Bill Clinton was impeached but not removed.
Okay, and the same thing will probably happen to Trump.
Probably, but that's what's wrong with the system. It's political.
Yeah, well,
it's not based in facts.
Yeah, well, everything is political.
Depending on
what party you are.
The truth of this matter, if you know, whether somebody hates Nancy Pelosi or not, the truth on record is the truth, not being a Democrat or Republican here. The truth is she did not want to impeach Trump. She said it for a year. But when he did this, she could not impeach him because she did not want all her people to say, hey, he did something illegal and you let it go by just because you didn't want to be in trouble for impeaching him.
Interesting.
Well, because think about it. She never tried to impeach him for the Russia thing, and I bet in her heart of hearts she would have said, that's illegal, but she never tried.
What was the Russia thing?
Well, look at his buddy Roger Stone, our friend. He's going up the creek for 50 years because of that.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
So what did he do that was wrong? Why did they
Right now?
Yeah.
Roger Stone?
Well, why'd they send him up?
Roger?
You talked to him.
Yeah, I did talk to him many times.
Yeah.
He lied to Congress under oath about Russia. He intimidated witness tampering, told them not to say things about what the truth was. And he gave false information.
What was the information about Russia?
That he was communicating with WikiLeaks, who was trying to destroy Hillary Clinton, and he was making that communication. Yeah.
What does WikiLeaks stand for?
I don't think it stands for anything. I think it was
Wikipedia?
And a leak.
Yeah.
A leak in the government. Boy, this started out as a nice Thanksgiving wholesome show.
Hey, we got...
Now we took a nasty turn.
We got 29 minutes so we can do something good.
But don't you get tired of it, Charlie? Don't you get tired of it's all... When did it... In the Nixon era, there were a lot of people, Barry Goldwater being one of them, who voted for Nixon, liked Nixon, was in Nixon's party, but said, what you did was wrong, and you have to go. Where is the Barry Goldwater today?
Barry Goldwater was a ham radio operator, too.
Did you ever speak to Barry Goldwater?
I don't think I did. I think I heard him once.
He was out in Arizona.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? He liked Nixon. Nixon was a friend. They were both Republican. Yet, Barry Goldwater believed what Nixon did was wrong, and he went over to the White House and he said, you better resign because I'm going to vote against you. I'm your friend, and I'm telling you, you better go.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Wow.
We don't have that anymore. Now you got people going over to the White House saying, stay no matter what. Don't go anywhere. We'll fix this. We will do. It's a bunch of non. That's why people don't like politics.
Yeah. I don't.
Well, then in Marion.
What else is happening?
Well, then in Marion, we got one vote separating the whole fate of city council.
Oh, yes. And we talked about it, too, about what actually people have carried out of a voting precinct, their receipt, instead of putting it in the machine.
And we don't know. Did they record it in the machine, or did the thing record it?
That's the big question. Why would they want to put it in the machine anyhow?
But this,
if it didn't record.
But this has never happened, Charlie. This has never... One vote?
No.
And not only is it one vote for the first ward, but because of the way the election turned out, this will sway city council, Democrat or Republican.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Now, for all those people who say your vote doesn't count, it did.
Yeah. But I hope you can find out about the receipt and what they feed in. What, you know, after you vote, it spits out that receipt and you go over and put it in the machine. Which one counts, the receipt or what you punched in on the mainframe?
I have sent the Board of Elections an email, and we're awaiting their
response.
Never
got an answer.
Maybe
they're saying, well, we really don't know.
It's like that sewage backup the other day. Takes a few days
to
get a response out of somebody.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I appreciate the Marion Health Department. They did get on a particular thing that went wrong in a store.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll find resolution on that before time is over. And hopefully we'll have resolution on this first ward council race. But apparently, if you have the same amount of votes, they just flip a coin.
Well, didn't that take place?
Yeah, for the LaRue. Was
in
it
LaRue?
Yeah. LaRue something or another. Yeah. But
what if your coin, did they check the coin to make sure it wasn't... the same on both sides?
I don't think that's a good way to decide this. In our high-tech world with voting machines, with receipts...
How else would you decide it?
I can just see people walking out with their receipt that day, the day of the election.
Or how about skipping a stone down a river, and your stone goes the farthest, so you win?
Well, how could they I think we need to go back to paper ballots. This is too confusing for people.
You wonder, but can you imagine how long it'd take to count a paper ballot? Be like Jeff Ruth used to be, one or two in the morning before I got out.
Yes, but Charlie, it's November, whatever, and we still don't know the answers, and we've got electronic voting.
Well, that's
voting.
Right. You're right.
Who cares if you count those? I don't even know how you do a recount with electronic ballots.
It should be one. One readout.
Well, first of all, Election Day was November the 5th. Now, you're telling me we only had 500 people turn out in that ward, that they already haven't counted those votes?
Yeah.
What do they got to recount?
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting, but it'll take us a couple of days to see in the paper what happened.
It will take a couple of days, but by goodness, we'll have it here.
You know, that's a shame. We have to wait 2 days, except if you listen here, to the news.
Yeah. Well, we're number one in news.
Yeah. Thank goodness. I mean, the business we pay, like I pay $58 a month for the Marion Star, and I get my news 2 days late.
And we're like QVC here. We give it to you free.
QVC.
Home Shopping Network.
Oh. I don't know.
No, you get that free over the antenna.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
And so we're free, too.
You know what I like? Channel 10.5. It's called Quest.
Quest.
Oh, that is so informative.
Well, I think I had to go adjust my antenna the other night.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, all the commercials to join, the Medicare thing and supplementary insurance, I'm so sick of that. I want to keep every other minute or so. When's that going to end?
December? Never.
Sometime
Never.
Early
There'll
December.
Be a new one.
Yeah.
There'll be a new one.
Oh, my.
And I feel, do you think Alex Trebek is the best guy to be selling insurance at this point?
Oh, that. No.
Poor guy.
But what they don't say, $8.99 a month. Well, what if I get to be 63? $8.99 a month. But what they don't say in that commercial, if you die just shortly after you take out that insurance, you get paid proportionally to the amount of time you had insurance. But it's only $8.99 a month.
Well, don't you see them running that little print on the bottom? That's what it says.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. That little print, they run down there real quick. So they're within the guidelines
legal,
of truth. It doesn't matter what the person's saying. It's what's at the bottom.
Yeah.
So this year, you'll be headed over to Dayspring again.
Yes.
Yep, for the big dinner. And it starts at 11.
Yes.
Runs through...
I don't know.
We don't know. But you can go there and get a free meal.
Yeah.
Epworth does the same
thing.
It's
nice meeting all those people. My wife does some work for Dayspring every now and, some work with kids and different things for different occasions.
Now, what does Thanksgiving mean to you? What are you thankful for this year?
I hear that every year.
Just like the travel statistics.
Am I thankful for anything? Well, I'm thankful I'm alive. That's about it.
Well, there you go. That's a good one.
And everybody else in my family is doing well.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's thankful. Is there anything you look forward to on Thanksgiving to eat? Butter.
Butter and biscuits. Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Yes.
Rolls.
Rolls.
Rolls and butter.
Yes.
Okay. What's a baguette?
A baguette?
Yeah, baguette.
Oh, it's a bag. It's like a...
No, it's what they sell at Panera.
Right. It's a... It looks like a bag.
But it's hard, isn't it?
Well, not when it's fresh.
You dunk it in your coffee?
No.
No?
No. That's a bagel.
Oh.
Yeah, no, a baguette is like a... It's a yellow... looks like a bag. It looks like a cocoon.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I guess I bit into one and lost about 10 of my teeth.
You know, the other day somebody on this station used the word ganache.
Really?
They said they had a cheesecake.
I've heard of that.
And on top they had a ganache.
Yeah.
I thought somebody got sick on top of the cheesecake. Somebody ganached all over that thing.
Did they deny it?
I don't think they knew what a ganache was, to be honest with you. I think they were just trying to be impressive.
Is it G-N-O-S-H?
Ganache?
Yeah.
G-N-O-S-H?
Yeah.
Probably. But it's a hyphen in there.
A hyphen?
You know what? One of those apostrophes.
There is?
I guess it's not a hyphen. It's what's that thing?
In ganache?
Sure.
Where's the hyphen?
Between the G and the nosh.
Really?
Yeah. One of those, that's what
is
it's called, an
those...
accent. An accent.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Well, what country's ganache from?
You could probably bring it up rather quickly.
Oh, wait, I'm getting it here. G-A-N-A-C-H-E.
Oh, G-A-N. Oh.
Yeah, excuse me.
Oh.
Now, wait a second. What is a ganache?
What is it? Is it an addition to something?
Listen, I'll bet you dollars to donuts this person had no idea what a ganache was.
Probably not.
Why would you put a ganache on a cheesecake?
Yeah, make it taste better.
Do you put ganaches on your cheesecake?
All the time.
That's one of those words you don't hear. That's one of those like cordon bleu recipe words.
Oh, that reminds me, isn't there a cheese, not cordon bleu, is it? What's the name of that cheese that's got mold? purple mold in it.
Purple mold?
Yeah.
Cheese?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't all cheese mold?
A lot of people like that. Oh.
Cheese with purple mold. Blue cheese?
Blue cheese.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Blue cheese.
Yeah.
We ought to go on a game show together. We'd be good. Cheese with mold in it.
Yeah.
Now, next week, I'm bringing in my macaroni and cheese.
Oh,
on
no.
The day
don't
before
do
day.
It.
So we're gonna,
oh, no. I'll
gonna
stop you at the door.
Oh, Charlie. During your show next week, we have our big celebration here at the station day before. You know what we do the day before Thanksgiving here at the station?
We don't have macaroni and cheese.
Well, this year we will, because we got to have a little... We got to have something to put on our stomach for the libations.
Really?
Yeah.
I think there is going to be some food brought in.
Food?
Yeah, food. Yeah,
but that's not the part you and I partake in every Thanksgiving
Eve. No, but I think this is an addition.
Oh, so it's being added to every year.
Right.
But I'm
going to
bring in some macaroni and cheese because I think that'll take the edge off.
Oh, my.
Hey, I had to eat a fruitcake last year. You can have some macaroni and cheese.
No.
What are you doing, Charlie? Are you looking something up on the
ganache
air?
Ganache is an American rapper.
It's not a rat. Ganache.
How about ganaching of teeth? Oh, I'll go back and spell it with the O instead of the A.
Is it not an A? G-A-N.
No, it's not an A.
Well, that's what they told me.
Nosh on High. That's a restaurant on High Street in Columbus.
Good Lord, what's Nosh a ganache? What's a ganache?
There's a ganache. Do you know what a ganache is?
That's a drink you get in Japan.
Well, let me see here. It's
have some sake in your ganache.
Hey, down here, I get a lot of bars, which I don't get at home on my...
Bars?
Bars, yeah.
You get a lot of bars, Wi-Fi?
Ganache. There's a picture of ganache here.
That's ganache.
It looks like ganache.
That's not ganache. That's ganache, isn't it? It's not pronounced ganache.
There's a ganache recipe.
Ganache.
But I don't see ganache.
No, ganache is ganache.
It is?
Yeah, ganache is spelled G-A-N-A-C-H-E. It's not ganache.
Okay, here. Ganache dish. Just a second.
No, it's
it is.
Ganache, Charlie, not ganache.
Well, I type in ganache, and it comes out, they said, no, it's ganache.
Who said that?
Whatever name is on this phone here.
No, it's ganache. So what is ganache? Help us out.
How about ganache recipe?
No, we want to know what it is. We don't even know what it is. Why would you put it on cheesecake?
Well, there you can see it. It looks ugly.
Well, I can't even see it from here, Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Can you enlarge that?
Well, here's potato ganache recipe.
It's not ganache.
Yeah.
Ganache. No, it's ganache. Okay, wait a second here. No, that's ganache. That's not ganache.
Go back up to the bar there and type in ganache.
God. That is ganache. You wouldn't put that on a cheese. But that's not how you spell it.
Maybe they serve it...
G-O-N... You spell G-N-O-C-C-H-I?
No.
That's not ganache.
G-N-O-S-H.
Ganache. Here it is. G-A-N-A-C-H-E.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Oh, my God. Here we go. A whipped filling of chocolate and cream used in desserts such as cakes and truffles.
Oh, okay.
So it's a whipped filling of chocolate and cream. Ganache.
Well...
I can say who said they said it on air. It was Bailey who was on Tuesday, said ganache.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But she's a little tricky because she, your favorite dish, lasagna.
Yeah. She likes it?
Well, she makes it.
Oh.
And she told me she was going to make me a lasagna, and frankly, I haven't seen the thing yet. So, you know, I'm a little cross about the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Ganache.
Ganache. That's what they have, what they serve with the Columbus Blue Jacket.
Ganache?
Ganache. Hockey ganache.
Hockey ganache. What's the thing you said? What did you say last week? Broccoli?
Broccoloni.
Broccoloni.
Yeah. I thought maybe that'd catch on.
Boy, get yourself some broccoloni and ganache and go crazy. And have some ganache for your cake.
Yes.
Holy moly.
Interesting.
You know, I think, what is the, see, I don't have a calendar in front of me. I think Bailey might be back on Thanksgiving Eve. Maybe she can bring something with a ganache.
Yeah, well, that'd be all right. As long as it's not on macaroni and cheese.
No, we're gonna ganache the macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And lasagna.
Lasagna. Oh, no, not lasagna. Oh, no.
You know what Nancy Pelosi's favorite food is?
I'm sure it's something like that.
Macaroni and cheese on lasagna.
Maybe it's sauerkraut.
With a little ganache. With a little ganache.
Sauerkraut with chocolate ice cream.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
Do you like it warm or with pumpkin pie?
Anyhow, listen.
What did I say? Whipped cream. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
I saw a lady, a prominent cook on television the other day, saying she made pumpkin pie out of the real thing. She got a pumpkin and made it. And she said, you know how you do it? You scrape it all out, then you buy pumpkin spice and mix with it.
That's all you do?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I've seen
pumpkin
guts.
Itself doesn't taste like pumpkin that we know.
Right, but you got to take the seeds out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, my goodness.
You can roast the seeds.
She's going to bring lasagna and donuts, but she doesn't know about the ganache. Charlie, do you like donuts?
I like certain donuts. I like the glazed donut. You know,
I bet you could put a ganache on a donut.
You might.
I could not believe when ganache came out of her mouth.
Yeah.
You ever heard anybody talk like that?
No. All I know is English.
That's right. Wait, what is that, German?
German. I would say it's more Belgium-ish.
Belgium? Ganache is Belgium?
I would think. Well, I don't know what language.
I think it's German.
Portuguese, maybe.
French?
Well, it could be.
Does anybody know anything about ganache? 740-383-9944. Or what are you thankful for this year? Or what are you having for Thanksgiving? Let us know. 740-383-9944. You know what I hate that's always on the table? Gravy. I don't like gravy.
You don't like gravy?
I don't like gravy. Nope. Don't like gravy, and I don't like, what's the other thing? I'm not a big fan of tomato soup.
Really?
No.
Tomato soup and what was so popular for such a long time? Cheese sandwich dipped in tomato soup?
Grilled cheese.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like that, though. You don't like cheese.
I like cheese. Oh.
Well, what's wrong with macaroni and cheese, then?
The smell of it. And the fact that macaroni is fattening.
I'll bring you a clothespin. Next Wednesday. We'll put a clothespin on and it'll be fine.
Boy.
So we're going to have... we need pumpkin pie here next Wednesday.
Really?
We have a microwave?
I think we might have pumpkins something coming.
Well, I think Terry, though, one time put something in the microwave and exploded it.
Really?
Never cleaned it out.
I wonder what that was.
You'd have to get a chisel in there to clean that thing out. We've got eggnog in the refrigerator from 1986.
Well, that's the first thing we'll drink.
That's right. We'll drink the fermented eggnog this holiday season. And the libations.
So what else is new?
Holiday Hearts is going to be on the Hallmark Channel. Mysteries and whatever. Yeah, tomorrow.
Now, I was interested. She said she was walking down the street talking to you on her cell phone, going through a construction area, and the cell phone went dead for a moment.
In New York.
In New York City.
How? Now, see, that is real radio.
That is, absolutely. And do you know Brad Bebout that used to be in the plays at the Palace?
I do.
He lives in New Jersey now, right near Bob Bender's daughter.
Bob Bender's birthday's today.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
How old is Bob?
I don't know how old Bob is. I wonder if it'll tell me if I look it up here.
Oh, no.
How old do you think Bob is? I bet Bob is...
He'd be in his
60s.
Could be.
I bet he's 60s. Yeah. Bob would have to be in his 60s. Okay, let's see here. Well, it doesn't say. He was just born on November 22nd. Doesn't tell the year.
Oh. He was a Thanksgiving baby almost.
You know what else is? Today's the anniversary of the assassination of JFK.
Oh, that's right.
November 22nd, 1963.
Hey, you know, Bob Bender and my wife and myself, we all took together that course at Marion General Hospital, what'd they call it?
What's that?
It's a prior to birthing. You go through this.
Oh, Lamaze.
Yeah, Lamaze. Yeah, we were. Bob Bender, that's first I ever met Bob Bender.
Was in Lamaze.
In a Lamaze class, yeah.
Now, that's a breathing exercise, isn't it?
Well, that, plus they tell you what to expect, you know. Most women, as they're giving birth, get so mad at their husband, they could bop them.
Did that happen in your case?
No, I don't think.
Everything went okay?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I do want to let people know letters to Santa, because that's coming up. You can mail Santa Claus. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579.
You have to put a stamp in there?
You do.
Oh, they don't do it free.
They don't do it free. And you'll get a letter back from Santa.
I can understand.
But you don't got to send a self-addressed stamped envelope or anything.
Oh.
And if
just a stamp.
Yep. And if you send us a Christmas card, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, as long as you put a return address on it, we'll send you a card back.
Oh, I thought maybe we'd give them a ticket to the zoo.
Well, you never know what'll show up in that card. Merry Christmas. We'll put a bow on it.
Yeah.
You know, have you seen the new commercial about the post office and Christmas?
No.
It's the postal driver driving out in the woods and driving everywhere to deliver these packages. Baloney. You can't get the post people to... When we were in the mall, they wouldn't even deliver inside the mall.
Wow. Do you know what? I got an advertisement from the USPS that said, if you would like to know what you're going to be getting in your mail, subscribe to, they give you the address to register, and you can by email find out what's coming in your mail today. Now, why would you want to know?
Well, Kenny, but they couldn't tell, they could just tell you like a package number, right? They don't know what's in the box.
No, they wouldn't know, but they'd know what's in the, you know, the address on the letter or package or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to know
why
that.
Why would you? Yeah.
That's a boring person.
I mean,
who'd
just think
know
of
that.
The extra expense for another computer involved.
I don't know. You know, we're getting a little too tech savvy in this world.
We are. We're extending, yes, our technology too fast.
Well, we don't need it.
Yeah, well, that's you're right.
Are you?
We don't need self-driving cars or cars that stop all of a sudden when a dog runs in front of you.
You remember Domino's was going to try that.
Is that right?
Self-delivering pizza cars.
Oh,
but I said, how do you get the pizza? You'd have to go outside and get the pizza out of the car.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll figure out a way they can drive the car in your house.
Drive the car right in your house.
Yeah. Say, open the door, mister.
Well, how would you know it's there? I mean, say you didn't have a cell phone. Say you had an old landline.
Well, they would have to have a antenna on top of their car to transmit to your computer. We're coming.
But what if you didn't have a computer like some of these people?
Well, then you're out of luck.
I guess you're out of luck. You know, I asked a trivia question the other day. Nobody answered. I said in retail, the day before Thanksgiving is the day they tag the sale for Black Friday. And the day in the grocery business, the day before Thanksgiving is the day that they, we're going to take this call and then we'll see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Swap Shop, isn't it?
No, this is not Swap Shop. That was yesterday. You got something to sell?
Oh, no. Sorry.
No, you. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you want to sell it, we can put it on.
Oh, I was actually looking to buy something.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us.
World War II memorabilia.
World War II memorabilia, and who do they call?
They can call 740-692-9526.
All right. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in. Now, Swap Shop is on Thursdays at this time, but it's Thursdays 12 to 1.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
must
that?
Be catching on.
Yeah, World War II memorabilia.
World War II memorabilia.
I've got some at home.
Well, there's some of that going around.
I grew up in World War II.
A lot of the World War II vets are leaving us, so they're leaving a lot of stuff behind.
Another year or two, they'll all be gone.
It's getting to that point. It's been about 100 years.
That's right.
Now, in retail, they tag the sale the night before Thanksgiving. In the grocery business, that's their busiest day because people are out shopping. But in the restaurant business, what happens the day before Thanksgiving? There's something special that happens, and nobody ever got it. If you get it in the next 5 minutes, you can give us a call. 740-383-9944. What happens in the restaurant business the day before Thanksgiving? What's the big activity?
Yeah. I wonder if you ask people if they knew what Black Friday stood for. Black Friday stands for profit.
Right, going merchant, out of the red into
merchant's
the black.
Profit. Yeah. And we make a big celebration out of that.
That we're giving them money.
Yeah, that we're making our retailers rich.
Well, is that bad? It's good for the economy.
Yes, well, yes, it is, yeah. You know what we don't have to give out anymore when you buy something? Tax stamps.
Oh, yeah, there used to be tax. Oh,
boy, I used to sweat blood over that. I'm trying to figure out, because there was a federal tax at one time, during the war it came about, and then there was the regular sales tax. So if people bought jewelry in your clothing store or jewelry department, first you gave a stamp maybe that accounted for $10, $15 plus your sales tax.
Oh, and gift receipts were awful.
And it got to be a mess.
Gift receipts.
Yeah.
Remember gift receipts?
Oh,
and you'd lose those, and then they'd come back
yeah.
and ask you, and you try to take it back to the store, and they wouldn't take it, and awful.
Yeah.
Gone now.
In fact, I remember when that happened in this building we're in right now.
In, what was this?
Frank Brothers Department Store.
Yeah. You worked here, right? You worked here.
No, I never worked.
No, you worked for Frank Brothers?
No, I worked for Jay's Toggery and Bucyrus.
So what was going on here?
Well, there's a three or four floors of merchandise.
So you used to go through this building on the elevator and look at merchandise.
It never had an elevator. I don't think it did. It have an elevator then? It must have, but I can only remember coming here to exchange a Christmas present and practically got booed out of the building.
Well, those
stuck
are
in my mind all these years.
Those are warm Christmas memories.
Oh, yeah.
That and macaroni and cheese.
Well, I was telling the story yesterday about the barometer I brought at Luke Hardware.
I heard that.
Did you?
That it stayed on the floor.
With Jeff Ruth for 10 years.
They never moved anything in that building.
Oh, no.
There was 10 pounds of dust on everything.
Yeah. Jeff still had newspapers that were 20 years old.
No. Nobody knew how to read a barometer over there.
That's right.
If you asked them what a barometer was, they had no idea.
Yeah, right.
When I was, they'd say, because you were told you had to read the temperature and the time and the barometer every hour.
Yeah.
Nobody knew what the barometer was.
Right.
You don't hear that anymore.
No, you don't.
Barometers are gone.
Did I tell you about yesterday, Marshall McPeak?
Was ill.
Yeah. Really? Boy, he looked terrible.
What's he got?
I have no idea, but I saw him walk out to his car, and I felt so sorry for him.
Well, he should have canceled.
Well, yeah, but he didn't. He gave him a talk.
You don't want to get up and get ill.
Oh, I remember many times when I had headaches, I would feel one coming on just before I spoke. Oh.
I remember going on the air once. Now, I did not, have any issues, but I was nauseous. And I knew nobody else was going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember the guest, Brenda Donegan. It'll be burned in my brain.
Oh.
Because I remember I was interviewing Brenda Donegan, and I was so sick. And Can I finish the story?
Yeah, try.
I asked somebody to go get me some Pepto-Bismol across the street. See, that wasn't a large story.
Yeah.
Well, we wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. We'll be here next week with other programming on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
Hopefully the weather's going to be decent.
But for this day, we'll be done. And next Friday, it'll be the busiest shopping day of the year. So don't miss that. But other than that, stay tuned for more programming and have a great weekend and a happy gobble gobble.
Yeah.
I would know this. How you have all this audio.
Oh, you're impressed by this.
Well, what do you do? Just tape the shows as they go, but you're going back 10 years now, or maybe longer in certain cases.
You were on, I'm sure to tape it.
Well,